Happy to say at 6 o'clock, yes, you're definitely over the hump. This is Wednesday, the 20th of July. This is Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Yes, over the hump day. You love it, don't you, boys and girls here? Officially, it's 12 o'clock, but for me, 6 o'clock in the p.m. will do here just fine. However, let's give you some sports news you can't get enough of. On a non-sports week until probably tomorrow when baseball will crank up again and all kind of other good stuff that I can find in the wet wash to talk about this evening on this particular edition of Butch on Sports. So let's get started. Let's start off with the not obvious. Let's start off with the NFL. Okay. Oh, I know y'all love me, don't you? The NFL club will begin this week on the field preparation for the 2022 season. And two clubs, Buffalo and Las Vegas, have rookies reporting yesterday. While the Raiders will be facing the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL / Hall of Fame game on August the 4th. Yes, I said it. August the 4th at 8 p.m. You can see it on NBC. They'll be in Canton, Ohio. Yes, the veterans, guess what, boys and girls? They reported today. Oh, boy. And if you're just wiggling around, itching and saying, when do the Lions start? Well, they'll start their training camp of admitting the rookies on, yes, July the 23rd, and everybody else, and then some on July the 26th. First preseason game, it's not far away, boys and girls. It's in August, maybe a couple weeks away. Well, when we get close to it, we'll let you know. Yes. Dan Campbell's way. The team fought like cats and dogs during the end of the season, a 3-3 record. And a lot of newfound respect is for Dan Campbell. And the way he had players buy into his system by first identifying a problem and correcting it, maybe half the season though, but he corrected it and he stood by it. And then he rectified after the season was over. And not only the offense and the offensive coach that was dismissed, but some other positions as well, showing less accountability and being more accountable for what they do and how they do it. However, the important part was is the players bought in, and they played harder, they played smarter, and more decisions that were made on the field were better for the players' interest of trying to win a game. I know 3-3 is just not a must, but we'll wait and see what happens down the road a piece. You know, back in January, two schools, Georgia and Alabama, competed for the national championship. The SEC Commissioner Greg Steinke, he made a final pitch for establishing a new college football playoff. It would feature 12 teams. Boy, Scott Nason, are you listening to this? Because I said this a long time ago. The field will be made up of 6 guaranteed bids, the top 6 conference champions, plus 6 more selected by the committee. The top 4 champs would receive a first-round bye. The opening round games will be played on the campus of the highest seed team. The rest would take place at neutral sites, most established bowl games. You hear that, Scott? I said that too. With the current 14 CFP model set to expire in 2026 season, which they can scratch like yesterday. They said this was fair, exciting, equitable, and highly profitable option for the future. I'll buy that here, but it needs to be done sooner than later. The wait to 2026 is a joke. And I think fans deserve better than that. And this is the way it should have been a long time ago. And I have pitched a conniption about this. But who listens to me? Clearly, they're dead because they're trying to make changes, and SEC is no ham and potatoes without an egg being served with it. So, boys and girls, stay close to the edge here on that particular suggestion. Well, on Sunday, the Tigers made two picks. Texas Tech second baseman Jace Juggs in the first round, 12th overall, and Oklahoma shortstop Peyton Graham in the second round, number 51. Round 11 to 20, they began on Tuesday, and anything free agent-wise is going happening as we speak. There's so many those kids around, so basically we'll kind of wait till Sunday to kind of get the free agents along with the draft picks from 3 to infinity. And I'll talk more about that particular draft because I need to look at it very closely. Because I know the first 10 rounds, the Tigers did not draft anyone from the state of Michigan. And that is a crime. Because when you match it down, those 10 they got, will they be around maybe 2 years later? Who knows? Did you see the home run derby? I did. I enjoyed it, too. That's the most enjoyable part of this whole particular thing on the baseball situation there. And the baseball game is a lot more competitive, too. We'll get to that in a moment here. But the winner of the home run derby, Juan Soto, the one who said, "I want to go." He refused a 15-year, $440 million contract, which I'm quite sure when they broke it down, they thought it was peanuts. And I kind of agree with it when I broke it down for what some of the players are getting right now. He's being cheated. So he's refusing that. And I'm quite sure right now Washington is looking forward to trying to make a blockbuster deal. But can you remember when the last blockbuster trade was made that's supposed to improve a team? The one that comes to mind to me is 2007. Yep, that blockbuster trade included Miguel Cabrera. And that, to me, is the most closest thing to the Soto thing that that's going to probably have to be pulled off. At the time, Cabrera was 24 years old. He just finished up with his fifth season with the Florida Mariners. He had four-time All-Star games, a World Series championship, and an older of a career at that point in time of .313 in the batting average. Yep, in that trade, it included the following: Cabrera, Dontrell Willis, four, Cabrin Mayburn, left-handed pitcher Andre Miller, catcher Mike Rebolo, along with minor league prospect Frank De La Cruz and Dallas Trahan and Bert Badenhop. Now, the Marlins return for two All-Star players, now looking for the most lopsided trade to me in the history. And to me, it was lopsided there. Mayburn and Miller at the point in time, they were considered some of the top 20 players in all of baseball at that point in time. That's in 2007. De La Cruz could hit 100 miles an hour on a blink at that point in time. However, it played off both Mayburn and Miller had decent careers, but just not in Florida. Because Mayburn became a Detroit Tiger again. And I was begging for him to go get Miller. Miller was a doggone good pitcher. And that's where we come to the day where I guess they say we have to build up our minor league system after we gave everything away. Let's move on with some more baseball news. Jim Cott will earn his long bestowed and long time overdue Hall of Fame induction. Along with David Ortiz, it's going to be some of the players admitted to the Hall of Fame. Oh, boy. You know, it's funny now how a lot of the teams now are giving salvaged to the Hall of Fame. Gil Hodges, I did not know, was not in the Hall of Fame, but he's going in the Hall of Fame this year, although he's not with us anymore. His number 14 is going to be retired by the Dodgers this month. While the Mets retire number 17, Keith Hernandez. The Tigers, hero Lou Whitaker, is going to be next, as his number one is going to be retired on August the 6th at Comerica Park. Of course, yours truly will be there. You know, and it's refreshing to see about these teams now making finally a move when they're not waiting for the Hall of Fame and all this other garbage. And I said it, garbage, because some of the things, it's a shame that Lou Whitaker is not in the Hall of Fame. To me, maybe not to other people. And while the Tigers are considering retiring numbers, how about retiring the number of Bill Freehand? How about retiring the number of Mickey Lolich? They were key stars in the 1968 championship. And they've been finalists for the Hall of Fame for quite some time until disqualification took them out of it. Now you see why I talk about the Hall of Fame. However, Miguel Cabrera and Justin Verlander, you know they're going to go in, and the Tigers will probably do this on a more timely basis to retire their numbers and stuff there. Verlander now, again, with the Houston Astros, who's doing very, very well. Tigers have a full load of a lot of heroes that should be embraced. I guess it's better for them to start now recognizing that than waiting to the last minute or not doing it at all. I'll just say it that way and try to be positive as I possibly can. Derek Milan has added assistant coach Jay Vernardi to the Detroit Red Wings coaching staff there, most recently the head coach of the American Hockey League Tucson Roadrunners. Vernardi joins the Lions associate coaches Bob Barkner, goaltender coach Alex Westlund, and they are the new faces for the 2022-23 season. Alex Tangerier was retained from former coach Jeff Blashill's coaching staff, and he'll be there available for Detroit as well, unless something comes up. Now, I guess it's for the intelligent side of whole things here. Let me start some crap. I always talk about a lot on the Game Sports Show and the lack of officials or officiating for a headache. And they do have a lack of officials in a lot of sports there. However, I got together with people in my area downriver, and they said, yes, we got a choice, but we want to do something about it. So here's the deal, boys and girls. Do you want to be a soccer official? Because that's the first one they're rolling out. The following class is scheduled for rookie soccer officials include adults, MHSAA legacy-based high school freshmen, and to include seniors per MHSAA guidelines. And a sponsor from the United Federation of Officials have donated their time and effort. On August 13, 2022, at 8 o'clock at Riverview Gabriel Richard High School, that's on 15325 Pennsylvania Avenue in Riverview, Michigan. Now, who can attend? I'm going to tell you who can attend. Anyone who's an adult or a junior or senior in high school can attend. Attendees will be readily available for then the spring and fall schedule. I mean, right now. Students who are in high school will be trained, qualified, and participate in the Michigan High School Athletic Association Legacy Mentoring Program, allowing them to officiate spring junior high games. Also, an academy called the CYO and sub varsity games per Michigan High School Athletic Association, they'll be readily available for fall scheduling as well. Now, the cost of this particular, yes, it is a cost, boys and girls. The cost is, for high school students, $35. For adults, $55. It's official already, kind of, they should be registering for $20. Now, you make a check out to Brian Beatty. All costs include a 2021-2022 officiating registration and liability insurance as well. The courses will provide a review of the following: a review and application of FIFA, NFHA, that's the National Federation of High School Sports, and MHSAA rules and procedures. A review, application, and handout on approach to the 1-3 man soccer referee system will also include field mechanism practice, reviews and application of referee conflict resolution, a final written test, that's going to be required as well. At the conclusion of the course, the participants will be registered for possibly middle and high school sub-varsity, CYO, and MHSAA refereeing scheduled for spring 2022 season. Or spring of 2023 season. Now, for further information, call Brian Beatty. He's the trainer. His number is area code 734-775-4134. I'm repeat that number. 734-775-4134. You can also email them at bsqurdehs@comcast.net. I'll repeat that again. bsqurdehs@comcast.net. Now, I'm just trying to help. So we don't have a surplus of officials. And we need good ones, ones who, you know, can carry on. And, you know, and Hustle Bunny is pretty good. That's what I hear. Well, that'll end. Boy, end the show on that one, huh? You know, you can make some family time this weekend. I want you to know, on Sunday, July the 24th, is National Cousins Day. All you cousins get together and smoochy-woochy or huggy-wuggy if you can, and be safe about it. And I just want you to know as well. Aunts and Uncles Day is July the 26th. A double play of appreciation. I'm just saying. Hey, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Check Butch on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook. You can go to the page on Facebook and look me on up at Butch on Sports on Facebook. Yes, indeed. Or you can go to the main page at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchTo.podomatic.com. That's Simply Butch 2. That's a T-O-O there. Podomatic.com. You can also go to the Game Sports Show and the GameSportsShow.podbean.com and hear the goodies of Butch on Sports, especially on podbean.com. And listen to all the other shows on the Game Sports Show as well. A full channel of sports enjoyment you just can't get enough of here. And don't forget, on Mondays, of course, the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason, Dave McCaig, and myself from 6 to 8 o'clock on News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie here. I'll be back with you sooner than that on Sundays here, boys and girls, as the Tigers start their second part of the season, hopefully with better doggone luck than they have given us for a very long time. From that point on, hey, have a great, great weekend. Stay safe. And check you out on Sundays, Butch on Sports. Okay? All righty now.